You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Poland, protests are planned after the parliament rushed through a controversial law that will enable the government to appoint judges without consultation with judicial circles. Plans are also underway to allow the justice minister to get rid of all Poland's Supreme Court judges and appoint new ones. Stefan Boss reports that the changes have added to international concerns about Poland's democratic credentials.
Under cover of darkness and without consultation beforehand, the powerful Law and Justice Party introduced controversial legislation that critics say will erode the independence of the judiciary. But as the governing party and its supporters have a comfortable parliamentary majority, the law was soon passed by the Assembly in the middle of the night. Under the legislation, the Justice Minister and parliamentarians will have the power to appoint judges without consulting judicial circles. The right-wing nationalist government claims the reforms are needed because the judiciary is corrupt and serves only the elite. However, don't tell that to prominent Professor Ewa Letowska, a former judge who served on the country's constitutional tribunal and the Supreme Administrative Court. She explains that under the changes, the Minister of Justice, who is also the Prosecutor General, would have the possibility of influencing, through the National Council of the Judiciary, appointments in the judiciary, essentially deciding who continues to be a judge and who becomes one. She also fears the end of the High Court in its current form, saying the government only wants to leave judges that are acceptable to the Justice Minister. Professor Letowska views this as alarming, as no one going to court wants a judge to face political pressure to make a certain decision. The bill must now be signed by the president to become law, but a protest against the change was scheduled to take place in the capital, Warsaw, on Sunday. Since it came to power in 2015, the government has passed a series of controversial reforms. They triggered mass protests and concerns within the European Union over the judiciary and press freedom in Poland. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.